dare I call it a heat wave? Sure I will, because normal high this time of the year is 8 degrees. We're going to be in the upper teens for a few days in the coming days. Warming it up nicely in time for the weekend here. It's Thursday morning. Maybe you see fit to decorate for Halloween now that the milder weather trend is going to appear for the next couple of days. I've noticed a lot more people decorating for Halloween. A couple of ladders were up on the roofs yesterday in my neighborhood. Guys were up putting Christmas lights up, taking advantage of the milder weather. So perhaps that's something you want to consider this weekend as well, too, or just whatever fall cleanup you may not have yet done. I know last weekend I got around to picking up all the leaves, and then now more have appeared, so I guess I'll be raking a few more leaves this weekend here too. But heck, that's a pretty impressive forecast for the next 3 or 4 days here, rolling our way. The day after, the throne sweep from the match. Yes, to open session, lay out the government's agenda. Everything from drug treatment to tailgating. Yes, in his speech, Premier Scott Moe promised new legislation will be brought forward that will put people into drug treatment when they can't make their own decision.
And this would be an additional access point for a very, I would say, small number of individuals, if any at all. It would be for those individuals that very much are likely facing arrest, as they would be in a situation where they are in danger of harming themselves or harming someone in the public around them. So it is going to keep our community safer, yes, but it also is going to open up an opportunity and a pathway for hopefully what would be a recovery journey for that individual, and that is the whole entire goal of the recovery-oriented system of care.
This ties in with the Premier also wanting to target those who profit from the drug trade through the new Response to Illicit Drugs Act.
That is going to make it more difficult and more problematic for those that choose to bring these poisonous drugs into Saskatchewan.
His goal is to eliminate meth and opioids. And NDP leader Carla Beck argues Mo has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to tackling addiction issues.
The number one thing is we have to ensure we have effective voluntary treatment, something that we have not had in this province.
Yeah, she counters the province said they didn't have the resources for treatment beds, but now they do when it comes to forcing addicts into rehab. There's also new legislation to reduce trade barriers and protect gun owners from financial losses in the federal gun buyback program. And also mentioned expanding the definition of interpersonal violence to include controlling behavior and cyber stalking, too. And believe it or not, tailgating was made a priority in the throne speech.
We see it done in many other leagues in areas of North America, even other areas of Canada to some degree. And so simply it was a Rough Riders organization that asked, could we look at some enabling regulations in this space? And we thought, well, why not? So we piloted it there. We may get a request, from other football organizations as well moving forward, some of our CIS teams, of which are the best in the nation, like our Riders are in the CFL. We would certainly look at that as we work our way through this, what essentially could be considered a pilot program as well. But it's simply because they asked.
And all of that is just fine with Saskatchewan Rough Rider President Craig Reynolds.
Without a doubt, it's the number one suggestion we get around can we make tailgating a possibility at Mosaic Stadium.
He said Coach Mace is all set to share a few suggestions to do it upright.
Our head coach used to play for the Buffalo Bills, and they're famous for their tailgating, so I'm sure Corey can connect us down there too, so we'll see how their tailgating model works.
Hey, in Buffalo, when they tailgate, they go all WWE and soar through the air, crashing into tables below. Is he into that?
I personally will not be jumping through tables. I'm not so sure that our coach might not, but I personally will not be jumping on a table. I'm too old for that.
I'd like to see it, though. Back to the throne speech yesterday. There wasn't really much on tariffs, and outside of the ledge, there was a fairly large Palestinian protest over Mo's interest in Israel. Mo had previously mentioned he was interested in expanding trade with Israel. Coming up later this morning on the Evan Bray Show, right after the 8:30 news, more reaction from Premier Scott Mo, and later after the 9 o'clock news, NDP leader Carla Beck is set to appear on the Evan Bray Show, too.
I'm a wildlife blind and blind.
Yesterday, we were telling you about the social media buzz of the Foo Fighters and that logo with today's date appearing on advertisements at the Jumbotron of Mosaic Stadium. And from that, well, all day long, speculation began to grow yesterday. The Foo Fighters, are they set to announce a forthcoming tour? Might it include Regina? Well, it looks like we're headed in that direction. We don't know for sure yet because Real has since told us they have a major announcement for us all this morning at 8 o'clock. And even on the Real District's Facebook page yesterday, they shared pictures of all the staff wearing Rider jerseys in Mosaic Stadium with band members' names of the Foo Fighters on their back. So, let the speculation begin as we count down to 8 o'clock this morning to be able to tell you officially once we hear from the Real District, is this true? We'll see. Hey, the Riders continue preparing for the BC Lions coming up on Saturday night, just as they announce their team award winners for the 2025 CFL season. And it's pretty much well known it was unanimous in recognizing who the most outstanding player is. Harris rolling out to his right, finds his running back, A.J. Touchdown, Riders! Harris pump fake, now a shot down the sideline! Can't argue with that one. Quarterback Trevor Harris nominated as Most Outstanding Player. Jameer Thurman got Best Defensive Player. Most Outstanding Canadian, A.J. Allen. Jamarcus Hardrick, Outstanding Offensive Lineman. Best Rookie, Peyton Collins. And Nick Weeb, Outstanding Special Teams nominee. We'll dissect these nominees and see how CJMB writer reporter Britton Gray feels about them all. Coming up a little later on this morning when he joins me and catches us up on what happened at practice here, too. Meanwhile, I thought this was interesting. From Edmonton, the Elks, who needed to beat BC last week in order to keep their faint playoff hopes alive, failed to do so. But Cody Fajardo, on the heels of that loss, seems to have made a Grey Cup prediction.
BC is on a heater right now, and reminds me a lot like our 2023 team when I was with Montreal. Just got hot at the right time, and we went into their den, and we got shellacked. It was tough. They flew around coming off a bye week. They showed us some stuff on defense that they haven't shown all year, and in my opinion, that's a Grey Cup winning football team.
Yeah. There you go. Cody, stirring it up, pointing to BC as a Grey Cup contender. BC started the season 5-7. But they have since rattled off five straight wins, needing only one more to clinch second place in the West. And if the Leos are successful in finishing second, they would host the Stamps in the West semifinal on Saturday, November 1st. So a lot on the line for the BC Lions. And, of course, here in Regina, a lot of our vets may or may not see limited action. The coach hasn't really said how much, but we do know quarterback Trevor Harris is taking lead reps right now. This is a big weekend coming up for football in Regina, right? It's a special 1 o'clock kickoff for our Regina Rams Friday as they will welcome the Thunderbirds. And that'll be at Libel Field. And Saturday, we've got the Riders, as I mentioned, taking on the Lions. And then on Sunday, the Regina Thunder are hosting the Hilltops at Mosaic in the Prairie Football Conference Final. Kickoff is 1 o'clock on Saturday. And we got high school football tomorrow night at Mosaic Stadium. And in the first game, it's Miller taking on Winston Knoll. And then Riffle meets Campbell at 7:30. Winners of those two games move on to the final next Friday, which is Halloween. At Mosaic Stadium, that game would take place. So lots of football happening this weekend. All right, coming up, Mayor Chad Baczynski is going to be popping by for his weekly visit. Mayor will join me right after the 6:30 news. We'll talk about tightening up the budget belt. A lot of people are in to council lately asking for money ahead of the official budget. We'll talk a little about that. And what he thinks the future of Regina is. He's kind of laid out a plan, what he wants to stick to, and we'll talk about that too. CJME News time now is 5:57. One of the greatest arena rock songs, a little AC/DC. I bet that was ringing out last night as the Regina Pats extended their winning streak to two games AB Lethbridge, 6'3 at the Brent. My buddy Belton Johnson was there. I just saw him sharing photos of all the food in front of him, saying a great night with the Regina Pats. The Pats jump on to a mini road trip now to Alberta, taking on Red Deer tomorrow, Edmonton on Saturday. The World Series heads to Toronto tomorrow night with the Dodgers hoping to repeat as league champions. And, of course, the Jays looking to get their first title since 1993. Now, both the Raptors and the Maple Leafs have said they're going to adjust their start times this weekend in order to avoid any conflicts with games, even early next week on Tuesday. They're adjusting their times. Nobody wants to mess with the Jays. Baseball is king right now. We heard from Blue Jays legend Joe Carter admitting his stress levels ran as high as any other Blue Jays fan watching that last Game 7, especially when the Jays were down 3-1 and then waiting for that 7th just before the Springer dinger. Carter said it was pretty crazy with the nerves.
It was as nerve-wracking, and I got to experience how the fans and how my wife felt during all those times we had the run to the championships. It was nerve-wracking.
Yeah, Joe Carter, one of the all-time great Blue Jays. He won the World Series in 92 and 93 with Toronto, and he said he's predicting a Jays victory in 7 games. Man, can you imagine if it were to get to Game 7? Not only would that be extraordinary, but it would be so much fun. Fans have been selling everything from cars to kidneys to afford tickets. The resale market prices are insane. We're hearing Premier Doug Ford in Ontario there wants to take aim at Ticketmaster.
They're gouging the people. When you have one player in the market that controls the tickets, that's not right for the people.
But hold on there, Bubba Louie. Wasn't it you back in 2019, Mr. Ford, whose government scrapped part of a law that would have capped ticket price at 50% on resale above the original face value? But at the time, Ford said it would be nearly impossible to enforce. But now he'd like to revisit.
Let's look at it and we'll see. I just don't believe in one company controlling everything. And that's what's happening right now with Ticketmaster, in my opinion.
In other Blue Jays news, Bo Bichette says he's ready to go. He was seen running the bases yesterday, and he's been MIA because of a lame knee. But, hey, he's a competitor. He said, I want to play in the World Series. He says he's ready, but it's up to the club, too, to give him the green light as well. And so far, nothing official yet. So here's the scoop for any casual fan of the Blue Jays. In other words, fans like me now on the bandwagon. The Dodgers, the betting favorites, right? Jays are considered the underdogs. LA has dominated their opponents the entire postseason, dropping just one of the 10 playoff games they've just played. And because the Jays, though, had only one more win than the Dodgers, that's why they have home field advantage of the World Series, which is a big advantage. And during the regular season, the Dodgers, when they met the Jays, took 2 of 3 from them. That was back in August. LA won the first couple of games combined with a score of 14-2, and Toronto won game 3, 5-4. And then, of course, there's the payroll. Both teams are big spenders. LA has doled out far more cash for stars like Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts. Their payroll is close to $350 million, whereas the Blue Jays, about $250. And, of course, the Dodgers have one of the strongest pitching rotations. Fourth in that rotation is their $700 million man, Shohei Ohtani, who is fresh off a Game 4 performance that eliminated the Brewers. And he had 10 strikeouts as a pitcher and 3 home runs as a hitter in the same game.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Well, Joe Carter says in 7. Let's hope so. Was it about 2018? The Eagles came through town. It was a cold, windy, dreary night, but fans stood out there and had a great time at Mosaic Stadium. We've had some good shows. The Eagles, Guns N' Roses, Garth Brooks. Could this be the next one?
If someone did it, the best, the best, the best.
Well, yesterday we told you how all the media buzz was about the Foo Fighters with that big advertisement that was spotted at the Jumbotron of Mosaic Stadium, elsewhere, actually within the stadium too, there was some video advertisements, the Foo Fighters logo with today's date appearing on it. From that, speculation began to grow whether or not they are set to announce a forthcoming tour, and it may or may not include Regina. We are still waiting for an official announcement. It looks like we're headed in that direction. Just because Real has since told us they have a major announcement for 8 o'clock this morning. And I follow Real on my Facebook feed, too. Yesterday, I saw them share pictures of staff wearing Rider jerseys with all the band members' names on their backs as they promote this forthcoming announcement this morning at 8 o'clock. Yes, we will be there, and yes, you will know immediately what the big concert is. From the throne speech yesterday, we can tell you this. Premier Scott Moe promising new legislation that will be brought forward that will put people into drug treatment when they can't make that decision on their own.
And this would be an additional access point for a very, I would say, small number of individuals, if any at all. It would be for those individuals that very much are likely facing arrest, as they would be in a situation where they are in danger of harming themselves or harming someone in the public around them. So it is going to keep our community safer, yes, but it also is going to open up an opportunity and a pathway for hopefully what would be a recovery journey for that individual, and that is the whole entire goal of the recovery-oriented system of care.
A lot more specifics have to be announced on how this will all roll out yet, but it does tie in with the Premier wanting to target those who profit from the drug trade. Through his new response to illicit drugs act.
That is going to make it more difficult and more problematic for those that choose to bring these poisonous drugs into Saskatchewan.
His goal to eliminate meth and opioids. And, of course, you'll hear Premier Scott Moe with a little more reaction on the Evan Bray Show just after the 8:30 news this morning. And after 9, NDP leader Carla Beck will be on the show, too, with Evan. She's been arguing that Moe has been asleep at the wheel when it comes to tackling addictions.
The number one thing is we have to ensure we have effective voluntary treatment, something that we have not had in this province.
He was saying that the province said they didn't have the resources for treatment beds, but now they do when it comes to forcing addicts into rehab. And believe it or not, tailgating is a priority from the throne speech.
We see it done in many other leagues in areas of North America, even other areas of Canada to some degree. And so simply it was a Rough Riders organization that asked, could we look at some enabling regulations there in this space? And we thought, well, why not? So we piloted it there. We may get a request, from other football organizations as well moving forward, some of our CIS teams, of which are the best in the nation, like our Riders are in the CFL. We would certainly look at that as we work our way through this, what essentially could be considered a pilot program as well. But it's simply because they asked.
All that's pretty fine by all accounts from Craig Reynolds, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders president.
Without a doubt, it's the number one suggestion we get around can we make tailgating a possibility at Mosaic Stadium.
But is he willing himself to fly through the air like they do in Buffalo and jump into a table below?
I personally will not be jumping through tables. I'm not so sure that our coach might not, but I personally will not be jumping on a table. I'm too old for that.
Tailgating coming out of the throne speech yesterday. How about that as one of the priorities? Outside of the ledge, there was a fairly large Palestinian protest, too, over Moe's interest in Israel, because previously he had said he was interested in expanding trade with Israel. But more on that again, as I said, with Evan Bray, Premier, on just after the 8:30 news. Carla Beck, NDP leader, will appear just after 9 o'clock. Riders preparing for the BC Lions coming to town on Saturday. Game day weather right now looking beautiful. Sunshine and 18 degrees in the forecast for your Saturday. Normal high this time of the year is 8 degrees. So to have that for game day, that's pack the park, okay?